call the Board of Supervisors to the session. Supervisor Kopseff, will you lead us to the chair?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley, will you please...
Thank you. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we're grateful to be here today, and as life moves on and government moves on and our county has issues to deal with. And Father, I just thank you for those who participate, for the community who shows up, for the workers of the county who give their reports, for the supervisors, Father, who have to make difficult decisions at times. We just pray for wisdom, understanding on their part as they participate in all of these things. Father, we're aware of the fire situation, and we want to pray for those who have lost loved ones during this time. We pray for those who have lost their properties and their homes. And in the midst of all of that, we recognize that so many people in our county have opened their homes, opened their places for others to take their animals. And Father, there's just been an outpouring of openness and welcoming for those who have needs in this time. How grateful we are to live in a county that people support one another in this way. And we just thank you for your blessings. We pray for our firefighters as they continue to battle the blazes. And Father, keep them safe. And we are blessed to be in this county. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Roll call, Ms. Cooley.
Okay. We know Supervisor Haupt is not here today, so Supervisor Kopseff?
Here.
Supervisor Chris?
Here, present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
All right. Now it's time for presentations from the public. This time slot of consideration from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend to 5 minutes. Written comments can be presented if so desired, right, providing a minimum of 7 copies. Please address the board as a whole to the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. And Mr. Shinoni, will you please give us a look?
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. My name is Brian Shinoni. I'm the Director of Emergency Services for here in Siskiyou County. I just wanted to take a few minutes of your time this morning to give you an update of where we're at with everything. And as you know, we have a few fires here in the county, biggest being McKinney Fire, which is 60,000 acres, 389, 55% containment this morning. We also have the Yeti Fire on the west side of the county. It's 7885, 50% contained. Right now, we have 185 structures destroyed, and 118 of those being residents. As of today, we'll see what this looks like at 9 o'clock. There's a repopulation meeting, but right now there's 23 zones under either evacuation warning or order, which is affecting the population of about 555 of our Siskiyou County residents, and about 664 of those structures are still threatened. Right now, DOC has took their emergency operations center, has taken their posture down one, and we start switching over to the recovery process of this fire season. Granted, we are still in a very volatile fire season, so we know that that's, this can change any time, so I wanted to make sure that our folks had some time to catch a breath, maybe go see their families, sleep, and then go from there. So if you have any questions, that's the end of my report.
Just one, are we releasing resources back into the system, or are we still maintaining where we're at?
So as of right now, fire is still fairly active, and we do have a critical red flag warning today. So it's all hands on deck. We're watching that kind of that upper section over by 96.
I think what I was referring to is that we brought in, I heard 2,600 at one point, firefighters and resources. I'm just asking, has that stayed the same, or are we releasing some back?
More than likely, it'll be demobilization today.
So. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, colleagues? Thank you for that, Dave, for your work.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Any Any other public comments in-house? Ms. Ann?
I'm showing them online.
No comments online? All right. We'll move on to...
I apologize to the chair.
I see a Mr. Nick Jocelyn. Go ahead.
Hello, Nick Jocelyn, Manchester, California. I was calling to once again ask the Board of Supervisors to recognize the harm being done to surface water rights holders by groundwater extraction in the Scott-Chester River. I know the well ordinance is something you guys are working on, but I think it'd be wise to issue or at least codify a moratorium on new ag production wells. Well, you develop that ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jocelyn. Anyone else missing?
Showing none online.
All right. We'll move to consent agenda, which is of my colleagues.
Nothing pulled. Move to approve.
Second.
Give me just a sec. All righty. Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Okren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Crist.
Aye. All right. Departmental request, County Administration or Personnel.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. This morning, I am pleased to be before you to present a successor MOU for the Organized Employees of Siskiyou County Miscellaneous Unit. This MOU is going to be effective September 4th, 2022 through September 27th, 2025. Before I get into the bits and of information for you, I want to throw out a couple thank yous. First to Christine Gannon, who is the president of OESC. She's been a great asset to work with over the last 8 months. The OESC Miscellaneous Unit Negotiations Team for coming to the table and working towards this deal that we're getting ready to present to you this morning. Steve Allen, their business agent, and then also Michael Jarvis, our labor negotiator for the county, as well as the board for your support throughout the process. So the proposed MOU includes range adjustments, or I should say salary increases, not range adjustments, salary increases of a minimum of 6% for all positions affected September 4th, 2022. It also includes a salary increase of 3% in September 2023, another 1% increase in September of 2024. We are also proposing to change the standby pay to a flat rate of $55, no matter the day of the week. Add holiday in lieu of 7% for the communications dispatcher 1-2 positions, senior communications dispatcher, and the institutional cooks. And all of those positions are required to work regardless of the holiday. And then we're changing the health insurance to 100% CalPERS gold through January 23, and then it will step down on the same tier as many of our other units have already gone to, with an increase on the dental insurance to 100% from the end of the calendar year. The vision insurance will be 100% paid by the county. We did memorialize retiree medical and dental language in the new MOU. Increased life insurance to $50,000 per employee. Language to eliminate short-term and long-term disability insurance in June of 2023. Add a deferred compensation of $25 per pay period effective September of 25 with an employee match requirement. And then some slight modifications to the uniform allowances for various positions in the current MOU. And that is all I have for you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions, colleagues, or
a comment. Thank you. And thank you to the units. And job well done.
Thank you.
With that,
move to approve.
Second.
Does that include both items, the resolution and the MOU?
Yes.
Thank you. Supervisor Kobsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Okren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Crist.
Aye.
Thank you.
County Administration, KRC Roads MOU.
Thank you, Board. Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. Before you today is the Siskiyou County Roadway Implementation Agreement. So as the board is aware, in May 2021, the county and Klamath River Renewal Corporation entered a memorandum of understanding related to county roads, bridges, and associated rights of way and traffic. This MOU serves to address the county's interests in and impacts resulting from potential dam removal of the four lower Klamath River dams. And as the MOU makes clear, it continues to make clear, the county opposes the removal of the four lower Klamath River dams. However, the county agrees that the MOU's recommended terms and conditions are needed to address the impacts to the county related to its roads and bridges. In addition to the work and commitments described in the MOU, Sections 1, 2, and 5 detail noticing requirements to the county and schedules for hauling oversized and heavy loads, as well as require traffic controls that must be abided by to avoid interruptions to local traffic and to allow for proper ingress and egress during emergency situations. I know this was a specific concern to COPCO residents. As part of the MOU, KRRC agreed to reimburse the county $810,000 for the county to perform roadway work associated with KRRC's project. These funds, as described in the MOU, were to be held in a trust account until KRRC's acceptance of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's final order regarding the dam removal project. And the MOU described that the details regarding these funds, including conditions for deposits, withdrawals, reporting, and accounting, would be detailed in an implementation agreement that would be developed following the MOU. Therefore, before the board today is the draft implementation agreement, which we are asking the board to approve and to authorize the county administrator to execute to sign a final version once of this agreement in substantially the same form, subject any minor edits, including some minor edits that need to be included. So that's what's before the board today for approval.
Thank you. I just had one person. I know the emergency services. What should be our process? Do we get contacted? Do they contact Deanie? And do we notify Cal Fire Dispatch how that works?
Yes. It depends on which work is being performed, and it's here in the MOU. But like, if KRRC is going to be performing repairs on our roads, or there is some bridge replacement that's needed, they have to have noticing requirements of how far in advance they have to provide notice to the county so we can prepare for such activities.
Perfect. In our process, we would contact, let's say, like Cal Fire Dispatch.
I will touch base with the Public Works Director, but okay. I'm sure he has a process that he abides by for that type of noticing, but we will ensure that that is followed.
Oh, that sounds good. All right. If you just, let me know what the process is. So, thank you. Thank you. Any other comments or questions for the process?
So I know there are some that are concerned about this MOU. I'll just say that either we get this done or the county holds the bag for whatever repairs are done without any reimbursement. And I think that's been the goal for this board, is to protect the county and the funds that it does have, so that there's some cost offsets for what potentially could happen with the KRRC and whatever project and work that they might do with that. I think this is related. I'll get shut down if not, but so even though this is on the road agreement, are there mitigations we're having a catastrophe downriver with a fish kill, and water's coming from somewhere. Do we know where the source of water's coming from the flushing float on the fish kill, what's been called for downriver?
So as of yesterday, I had not heard that flushing flows will occur. I've been in contact with the Bureau of Reclamation, who will be the one to determine whether those flushing flows occur, and so I haven't heard that there's an actual plan to complete those flushing flows. If flushing flows were to occur, obviously the major headwaters are Upper Klamath Lake. However, there is storage in the downriver reservoirs that it, you know, water could be used from those reservoirs, but there would need to be some sort of replenishment of those flows at some point from Upper Klamath Lake. And understanding that things are very tight in both Upper Klamath Lake and downriver regarding flows, it's just a very complicated, it could be a very complicated thing.
Understood. And I think this is something that we had considered even in the future, because this is kind of a new element that's come to this. And maybe this is a factor, a mitigation factor that we should probably take on, because it isn't, you know, you can't make water in a disaster, and so some type of mitigation may need to occur. I don't think anybody would have anticipated, you know, the fish flow that's happening just because of the fires. So, anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Wishes of my colleagues?
Move to approve.
Second. And that's the recommended motion?
Yes.
Thank you. Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. We'll recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control Water Conservation District. Any public comment?
Showing none online.
Consent agenda?
I'd like to pull the consent agenda.
All right. Consent agenda pulled.
So, Ms. Hall, just I support this. I think this is a good way to do management around the Lake Siskiyou property. But I'm curious. We spent, I think, $65,000 on a masticator that was supposed to cure everything for us. We had to have it. Where is that machine? Are we using it? And just expound on that a little bit.
Yes, we are still using the masticator. Josh and Kevin go down there, and they've done a lot of work down there, but the, to have the Deadwood crew come is just so much more help for us that they help to burn the things, pile it up for us.
Okay.
Yeah, but
good.
The masticator is
it's,
used
okay. That's what
all
I need
the time.
Thank you.
And if I could just interject, if you look right up where the golf course is, that they did that with the masticator.
Yeah.
So we're utilizing the question, because we got an email from constituent, we're doing a great job down there.
Good.
And so that's some positive news.
And I've noticed that even on the more south shore of the lake where we did that mastication with masticators and goats at one point, it's getting built up again. So just so I know we're using it. I didn't want to think it was in retirement. So.
No, not in retirement at all. They use it in conjunction with them.
Thank you. Move to approve unless Supervisor Valenzuela wants to.
No, that's okay. Second.
All righty. Supervisor Director Kopsa.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye. And just as a follow-up, just I've asked that we continue to do visible projects like that.
Yeah.
We'll adjourn as the Flood Control Water Conservation District and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. 8A minute approval.
Can we continue those to the next meeting, the first meeting in September?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
That was the highlight of our meeting today.
It was? You were waiting for those.
All right. Any relevant staff reports?
None to report.
None to report. Right. Any board reports?
Onto a record meeting here.
Yeah.
It'll go quick.
Go ahead.
I just spent the last, I don't know, has it been 10 days? Mm. 10 days?
Mm.
Working on this fire, a blur, working on the McKinney fire and associated fires. And it has been stressful, but wonderful to work with a county team of people that know their business, and from the top down, it's been great. Stop moving. Amazing group of people. Brian Cianone is a pro. And Angela, you've been wonderful. Everybody has been absolutely wonderful. Staff is, they know their jobs well. The EOC is a blur of activity from 24 hours a day, and I can't praise their expertise enough for how they handle a crisis situation. The Unified Command worked so well in recognizing this, the severity of the situation, and jumping on this fire as quickly as they did and managing the situation. This was a huge, devastating fire that was basically contained in 10 days. And that is monumental, and hopefully recognized not only throughout the state but throughout the country as being one of the best managed fires ever. And I hope we get the recognition for that, because this was so well done. We need, we need to pat ourselves on the back. So many times we've relied, we've looked to each other for information and advice and talking to each other, and the open communication back and forth between agencies has been unprecedented on this fire, and that has made this work so well and continues to. And now we look forward to recovery, and I hope it continues to work the same way, because this has been amazing. That's all I got.
Well, Supervisor Ogren, I might not have the record for the shortest meeting, but you can comment whenever you want on stuff like that, because that's a great compliment to the work that you did, along with Supervisor House, a compliment to you.
Well, thank you.
And a compliment to the Kevin employees. So with that, if the colleagues are fine with it, we'll go to a closed session.
Joy, can we push that meeting up? I think, Michael, want to talk?
Any